Republicans have been trying hard to dampen the political momentum behind Governor Ventura's sales tax rebate plan. Given the governor's high approval rating, it's been a challenge, especially now that the Senate DFLers have officially joined forces with the Reform Party governor on this issue. During floor debate, DFL Senate Tax Chairman Doug Johnson was not shy about invoking the governor's name.
Governor Ventura had a campaign that spoke to mainstream Minnesota, that spoke to middle-income Minnesotans, and they responded. And the proposal that he brought to the legislature and that Senate Democrats are shepherding through this floor today speaks to mainstream Minnesota.
Senate DFLers passed the basic Ventura plan with a few minor changes. It returns about $1 billion to Minnesota residents, whose checks will depend largely on statistical tables of how much sales tax they pay. Those tables are based on taxpayers' income, and Republicans say the plan is just an income tax rebate plan in disguise, except that it uses the sales tax tables to shift more money to lower-income people. Senate Republican leader Dick Day calls it a grand socialistic plan, and he says it cheats wealthier people who pay higher income tax rates.
What in the world is wrong with sending the $1 billion back to people that have paid it in just one time? Give them a break.
Republicans in both houses have been calling the Ventura plan Robin Hood economics, a label embraced by Mankato DFLer John Hottinger.
I don't remember the Robin Hood story real well, but I do remember who the good guy was. And I do remember who was on the side of the people. And I do remember who the people supported. It wasn't the Sheriff of Nottingham, it was Robin Hood.
With the Senate now solidly behind the Ventura rebate plan, the legislature has to find a way to reconcile two very different plans: his sales tax rebates and the income tax rebate bill passed by the Republican-controlled House last week. Senate Tax Committee Chairman Johnson says the differences are so great, he expects the situation requires a summit meeting between House Speaker Swigum, Senate Majority Leader Moe, and Governor Ventura. Some Republicans agree with the scenario, and they say the only way to resolve the standoff is to come up with a third way, a completely new tax rebate plan. Ventura's spokesman, John Woodley, downplays that possibility.
My guess is the governor would not prefer us to start over and to come at this in a completely new way. It seems to me that when you have the governor's office and the Senate agreeing, basically, and the two plans get the most money out to the most people, it seems to me that the House ought to take a strong look at our approach and come our way.
Republicans are well aware of their strategic situation, but they think they still have a chance to point out some of the legal weaknesses of Ventura's plan. For one thing, they say the IRS could tax the rebate as income, possibly billing Minnesotans to the tune of $200 million. DFLers have been amending the sales tax rebate plan almost on the fly, looking for ways to fix technical holes that leave taxpayers out of the money. And Republicans say the whole plan seems jerry-rigged and fiscally unpredictable. The longer the stalemate between the House and the Senate drags out, the more of a chance Republicans will have to look for and exploit the cracks in the Ventura plan. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.